Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Chasing Big Joe, Monday edition, hour number 3, live from Tennessee Brew Works. Having a good time here today. Not a lot of nice conversation and debate. We say hello now to John McClain, who is down in Houston, joins us as we are, by my math, 9 days away from the draft, something like that. John, it's almost here because we're all tired of talking about the same things. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We are fantastic. Any concern in your mind with the reports that Reuben Bain was in a car accident a couple of years ago that killed someone? He was acquitted of any wrongdoing. No charges were filed, all of those things. But the story just now coming out, I have a feeling NFL teams were already aware of this, but does it concern you at all?
Well, it should concern people because he got another speeding ticket. According to Trey Wallace of OutKick, he got one last year, 2025. So, and it was one where he's driving in triple digits. So, yes, it better be concerning that if a guy is a wreck that kills a woman and he comes back and he didn't learn from it, you got to worry about something like the size of his short arms.
I know in my years of talking to Floyd that, you know, he would basically in these pre-draft, part of the pre-draft process, would basically have the conversation of, is there anything that I need to know that's going to make me or you look stupid? Is that, I mean, that's pretty much the standard operating procedure with NFL teams, right?
Well, it is, and they have private detectives looking into people. You know, you look at James Pierce last year. He wasn't on a lot of teams' draft boards because of his off-the-field issues, the quote-unquote baggage that he brought. Look what's happened to him, even though he had 10 sacks, first time they've had double digits in a long time. And when you take a chance on somebody, and Jalen Carter, they took a chance on him at Philadelphia, and so far it seems like he's been a great player. And he hasn't had any issues, but you have to worry about somebody who has more than one incident. And the fact that, according to OutKick, he had that second one, which most people must not realize or they're not reading OutKick, and that would be very, very concerning. Just like any time you take a guy from Georgia, and those guys that if they've had heavy feet when they're driving, you got to worry about that. Now, the Texans, they love Georgia players. They don't have any, I don't think, who've acted like they've been at the Indy 500. But you have to worry about their decision-making, their maturity, what they're doing after hours when they should be back in their homes. But, yeah, that is a big red flag. I wonder what would have happened. You remember Laramie Tunsil? When that former girlfriend blew the whistle on him, if that had come out, say, 3 or 4 days before that and everybody had time to react, he might have fallen even farther.
Yeah, that's all crazy. John, I want to ask something. This is not football related. I'm just curious. Do people in Houston care about the Rockets in the NBA that they're in the playoffs?
They sell out every game this year. So, yeah, they care about it. They've won 9 of their last 10. They've got the same record as last season, even though they didn't have their point guard and they lost 2 other players during the season. People are fired up because the Astros are stinking it up a lot of people are turning their attention to the Rockets, including me.
Good. John, we had an interesting debate in the last hour about Diego Pavia, Fernando Mendoza, you know, quarterbacks coming out in this draft and everything. You know, the seventh rounder, you know, the percentage of a guy making the team at seventh round draft choice is about right around 10%. If you're a team that could see a little, maybe a hybrid offense with a Diego Pavia, would you take a flyer on somebody like that in the seventh round?
The Gary Kubiak, who's one of the best offensive coaches I've seen, if he saw a quarterback that had one thing that he thought he could develop and help the guy become an NFL quarterback, whether it was a starter or a backup, he would take him in a low round. Most of the time it didn't work, not like other positions, but the fact that Pavia is a winner, leader, what he's accomplished, before he got to Vandy, after he got to Vandy, I think he'll definitely be drafted. The height doesn't matter as much as it used to. And if Pavia, he should not want to be drafted in the seventh round. He should want to be not drafted so he can be a free agent and he can get more signing bonus if you have multiple offers, and I think he will if he's not drafted.
With a seventh rounder, look, there's not a lot of draft commodity out there. If you get drafted, you still – would a team be with you longer if they thought you got more upside because they did waste a draft choice on you as opposed to being an undrafted guy?
No, I don't think that'll have anything to do with it, Joe. If they have to think about it like this, you don't draft him, but you have to give him $25,000 as a signing bonus when you would have to give him $10,000. You know, that's what's most important is how much you have to pay him. But I don't think the team would draft him. He's destined for a practice squad, and he better get used to it. And I think that it would be good for him. And there's teams out there that want winners, guys that help transform not just an offense but a program. And I'm sure Clark Lee's given him a great recommendation. So Bobby is going to end up somewhere for his sake. I hope it's with a team that has a really good quarterbacks coach as a head coach, like Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Kevin O'Connell. Go somewhere instead of a team that's going to be changing the coaches after the first year, and then the ones that like you are gone. And I wish him all the luck. And if he gets drafted higher, that's even better.
John, the Ty Simpson thing is intriguing to me. I've seen him go anywhere from he could go second to the Jets or he might fall to midway second round. If you're Ty Simpson, and John, you know the NFL very well, where would you like to land if you're Ty Simpson?
Well, first of all, you would not want to go to the Jets.
Right.
You know, that first contract, okay, it looks good, but the second contract is the big one. And if you're drafted by the Jets, it looks like Aaron Glenn will probably be out. They'll bring in an offensive coach the next year. They'll change the system, the terminology, and everything you learned will be out the window. He should hope it's like Dan Marino in 83, Ben Roethlisberger in 04. You fall and you end up with a much better team or even Aaron Rodgers going to the Packers, and I think it was, can't remember, it's 23rd or 28th.
Right.
So, yeah, your ego has to take a little hit, and you don't make as much money right off the bat. But, boy, if it works out for you, you got a chance to make the big bucks on the second contract. Just look at a guy like, my mind's gone blank, 49ers quarterback.
Purdy.
Yeah, being Mr. Irrelevant and then getting $256 million. You know, I can't tell you another time that's happened, but if you're quarterback, you don't want to go to the worst teams generally.
He is John McClain from Houston. We'll have more with him coming up next here from Tennessee Brewworks. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday, continuing our conversation with John McClain. John, I probably ask you this every year around this time, but it comes up with our listeners. Why is the NFL the only sport that does free agency before the draft?
Oh, boy, that is a great question. I've never thought about it other than to say that's just the way it is. I think they, instead of seeing who, it has to do with timing, because you want to get free agency out the way and then see, focus on the draft and then see what holes you need to fill in the draft. That's the only thing I can think about. I've never heard it even broached that they might be considering doing free agency after the draft.
Well, and the other thing, too, when you look at, I mean, baseball does their draft in the middle of the season, but hockey and the NBA do it, you know, 3 or 4 weeks after the season ends. You know, why hasn't the NFL considered that? I know they got the combine, you know, a few weeks after the Super Bowl, but, you know, I've always wondered, could they do it in late March, early April, rather than late April, early May, which I feel like it almost feels later every year, even though it's about the same.
I think they would tell those other sports, we are number one by far. Why should we give a rat's ass about anything you do? And if anything, you should do it like this. I'll tell you something I just thought about, Chase, while you were talking. If you have the draft before free agency, there's a good chance all those players getting all those free agent dollars are not going to give it. Why should we give it to a wide receiver when we just drafted Joe Doakes in the first round? And yeah. I think some of it might have to do with the Players Association likes it the way it is. And it's amazing, though, could they make more mistakes if they move free agency to after the draft with all the time and money put in it? I think I told you guys, it used to be when it was 17 rounds, they would do it in December, and they'd have the draft in New York, and then they'd all pile into a bus and go over to Giants Stadium, Yankee Stadium, and see who the Giants were playing and watch the game. That's just hard for me to imagine.
That is something. John McClain's with us today. John, where do you think A.J. Brown lands, and can he go back to the Eagles, or is that broken?
I just heard a great thing today that I can't even remember who was saying it, that and it was about Jalen Hurts and this big expose that ESPN had about Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been to 2 Super Bowls, and he's won one. And it's like they're always wanting to change him. Well, why should he change for doing things that he's not comfortable with?
Right.
Shouldn't the coaching adjust to what he's comfortable with, especially at this stage of his career? And one of the things they say is toughest on a quarterback in this day and age is selfish wide receivers who make a big deal when they don't get the ball. And it's pretty obvious to everybody A.J. Brown's been a distraction, because they're always worried about him. And they say then quarterbacks go out of their way to get the ball to the player who's whining the loudest, especially if he's a friend of his. So I think he's gone. I think he's gone around the draft. Think it'll be New England. Mike Vrabel loves him. They did not re-sign Stephon Diggs, who had over 100 catches. They have a big need there for Drake May. It just seems like a natural fit.
I agree with that. John, a guy that we love around here, Juwan Jennings, he's still out there in the free agent market. And it blows my mind that somebody's not taking him. I haven't heard that he's, you know, asking for the moon for everything, but I'm curious why nobody has signed him.
There's 2 reasons it could be. One, could be health issues. Number 2, it could be that he and his agent think he's worth more than they do. After that initial wave, the farther we get closer, and it'll be after the draft, a team that didn't get a receiver, and then they will pivot to the other receivers who are available, and they still won't get a lot of money. And I would think Jennings would be a really nice fit there for Cam Ward, because they want to do everything they can to help Cam Ward.
Right.
Cam Ward's a great example of what I was talking about earlier. You go to a bad team early on, your coach gets fired, you don't have stability, you have new terminology, a new system, and you're hoping now that Brian Daboll can do really well for Robert Saleh. But then if he does, he's going to be gone in a couple of years. Then you'd have another one coming in there. And that's why some people say your head coaches should be offensive coaches who call the plays. Then if you lose a coordinator, what's the big deal? The bottom line, though, if they do well, Daboll gets another head coaching job, it means because they're winning. And that's the number one priority. But what they don't want to do is keep changing the system on him, which happens to too many.
We're talking with John McClain down in Houston. It's looking like more and more Travis Hunter is going to play corner, and that's going to be his permanent position, according to the Jags. Is that the right move for them to finally pick a position and not try and do both?
Well, absolutely, because you can get receivers. They're everywhere. But you can't get locked down corners. And if indeed he is one, and we'll know better once he plays one position. And that was great for showmanship and playing for Deion. I wondered, as a rookie, when he was healthy, what meetings did he go to? You know, right. Position players are in meetings with their teammates, going over practice, going over game plans. Did he spend an equal amount of time? Does that mean he was learning half as much? Was he freelancing on the field? I think it is very smart for Liam Cohen to move him to cornerback full-time.
Yeah, can you think off the top of your head, is Deion the last great player to excel at, you know, multiple sides of the ball?
He did, but he was still, you know, he was a corner. He was a corner. He had great athleticism and speed and a monster ego. And when he wanted to try offense, they let him do it. The most impressive thing about Deion is he's playing a football game, and as soon as it's over, he takes the helicopter to go play a baseball game for the Braves. That was the most impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy what he did in that documentary about doing all that and how some of the teammates were like, hey, you should commit to this and commit to that. I just think, John, if you've got an extraordinary talent like a Deion or Travis Hunter, use him, right? I mean, just put him out there. You're trying to win games, and he's a great player. Might I put him out there and do that? Look, you can't worry, John. You've covered this a long time about guys getting injured. If they get injured, they get injured. But for Travis Hunter, I mean, we haven't seen something like this, John, in a long time at that level of talent. So I'd use him both ways if I could.
Well, I think he hadn't done it in the NFL. He did it in college. He came up. He wasn't spectacular at either one of them. And I'm sure now they think if they move into corner, which is a lot tougher to play than wide receiver, then you're going to see him be the kind of player he was when he won the Heisman Trophy. And and the injury factor to me, it was the taxing it was putting on him mentally, trying to keep up with both in the NFL and, of course, what it was doing to him physically, just the fact that he had to do so much in practice and the NFL, and eventually, if he hadn't been hurt, he'd been hit a lot by some guys bigger, stronger, and faster than he played against at Colorado.
He is John McClain from Houston. John, appreciate it as always. We will talk to you next week as we finally reach draft week in the NFL.
Can't wait, guys. Thank you very much as always.
Absolutely. John McClain joins us every Monday at 2 o'clock here on the Chase and Big Joe show, and it'll be nice to actually get into, all right, we're here.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now? And he's obviously got some good draft stories from over the years as well that we can get him to tell. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're live at Tennessee Brew Works today, which is our off-season sponsor. And appreciate them for being on board. We'll come back with more here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Little Alan Jackson on this Monday, live at Tennessee Brew Works. Always a good one.
Hey.
One text from earlier about when we were talking about UC Soros, and I thought this was interesting. 9648 says, Soros has more goalie wins stolen this season than every goalie except for Sorokin. The Preds would not be in the playoff race currently without Soros' performance this season. Onanen has earned this run/trust through his play. but it should not be seen as an indictment of Soros. I could not agree with that statement more.
Is that a stat somewhere that I didn't see?
Yeah, hockey's all about these underlying stats and analytics and stuff that you hate, and I know you do, but they're important.
Explain goalie stolen. What does that mean?
Basically, based on what has transpired in the game, like the amount of quality shots that the opposing team has gotten, they should have won the game. But Soros made saves to steal goals away from them and therefore stole the game.
So that's a stat.
Yes. It's one of those underlying stats. It's not like you're – when I say underlying, I mean like not your just, okay, he scored this many goals or made this many saves.
Well, who determines whether or not that's a – you have to be within 10 feet of the goal? I don't know.
I don't know. You just ask – like Willie and Adam are very into these things.
Nerds.
A lot more than I am. They're nerd stats, but okay. That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, they're okay. Dr. Crane sent this to us earlier. This is how the Preds can clinch a playoff spot. They went out, so they beat San Jose and Anaheim.
Okay.
And then they also need one of these two things to happen. L.A. finishes with no more than 3 points in their remaining three games.
Yeah.
That's tough.
But they're on the road.
Yep. Or Anaheim loses in regulation to Minnesota and the Preds beat Anaheim on Thursday. Because Anaheim has been doing a nosedive the last few games.
But Anaheim, are they in a wild card position?
No, but
did they play the Kings?
But that would move. I think it would move the Kings into their spot, into the top three, and the top three make it, and that would knock Anaheim out altogether.
God,
in Nashville
this,
again.
This is so can just win tonight.
Because just win, baby. So, like from a point standpoint, as I pull up the standings, the Ducks have 90 points. The Predators have 86. So yeah, hypothetically,
yes,
that would have and they have two more games too.
Do the Preds have the tiebreaker over Anaheim?
I guess. All right, so let me do the math here.
Here we go.
So if you win the max the Preds can get are 90 points.
Correct.
Yeah, so what they're saying is, because Anaheim has two games left, so if Anaheim loses in regulation, doesn't get a point, and then the Predators beat them head-to-head, yes, they'd win the tiebreaker. If both teams have 90 points, the Preds would win.
And so if the Kings get 91, they still wouldn't get it because Utah's got the other spot.
Correct, but the Kings would take the Ducks spot in the top three
in
the Pacific.
All right, I like this.
That's what it is.
I did not know this. Okay, good.
I did not know that.
All right.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
All right. But you got to win tonight. No matter what else, Preds got to win tonight. That arena needs to be loud. I know it's a Monday night. Still, be loud tonight.
Yeah. So, yeah, oh, and I look, that place was loud Saturday. It was packed, too. It was cool to see. It was Kids' Day. It was Nash's birthday. T-Rack was there sporting the new Titans jersey.
What's T-Rack doing there? Get out of here.
Because he was there. So was Tempo and Booster.
Because for now. All right, so Nash had a party.
Yeah, it was his party. All right. So it was so funny watching like all the other mascots were kind of out with Nash. T-Rack like was having trouble walking on the ice, so he was just kind of chilling.
Oh, my gosh. Tempo. Speaking of Tempo, Dr. Crane, when's the CONCACAF final versus Mexico?
CONCACAF Champions Cup, that would be taking place this week. They take on Club America. That is April 14th, so tomorrow night. That game is kicking off at 10:30 p.m. Central Time.
What?
Yeah.
What time would it be there?
I believe they're 2 hours behind us.
Okay.
That would be 8:30, so.
Wow. Is that weird? I mean, is that...
It'll play a little bit of a factor. I think elevation's more of the bigger conversation than anything because of, you know, where they're playing.
Where in Mexico is this?
I believe it is the old Estadio Azteca in Mexico City.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, are you going to stay up and watch?
I'll attempt to. Yeah, if I end up falling asleep at halftime, I'll wake up for the post-game press conference.
What if Tempo, what if Chase could arrange Tempo to come over and watch the game with you?
I'll feed him spaghetti and call it a day.
But will you watch the whole game?
Can I just tell you how much it would warm my heart to just see a picture of Dr. Crane and Tempo, like, on their hands, you know, like with their elbows on the carpet, like laying in front of the TV watching the game.
We're going to try to arrange that, Dr. Crane. Are you cool with that?
Crisscross applesauce. We can do it.
What is Tempo? Wolf? What is that thing?
Yeah, coyote. Nashville SC is called the Yotes.
I think I think I know the answer to this. Were you like me as a kid where you would probably like lay in the floor at Nani's watching the TV while she's sitting on the couch just, you know, admiring how cute you were? That's what my grandmother would do.
Well, they had TV trays, so I was not allowed to eat food on the floor.
I'm not saying food. I'm just saying you're watching TV, so you're just hanging out, like, sitting there. Because I would sit in front of my grandmother's TV in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, they had dedicated bean bags. There was a black bean bag and a blue one. And,
nice.
The blue one was mine, and my black one was my brother's.
There you go. Nice. Okay.
It was a fun little living room. They had two lazy boys. They had a couch. Just got to chill out.
Yeah.
Were you your grandpa's remote control?
So this is funny you bring this up, Joe. My grandparents back in the day, it was regular antenna, you know, television until cable came in the equation.
All right.
And I had to get like scotch tape along with like Gorilla tape, you know, so it would basically black out the buttons they don't need to use. So it was channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, power button, and input and mute. That was the only buttons they needed to know.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you were the remote control.
And now because of all the new gen technology with the remotes, you can just press the speak function. So that's all my grandmother does now. It's just watch channel 2, watch channel 5, and then it pops up.
Good for her. Get up and figure out. I mean, that's a problem with society. We have too many remote controls.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you go somewhere. Like,
we have too many a lot of things.
You go to like a B&B and there's like 7 remotes. You're like, all right, what starts here? Next thing you know, yeah, you've blown up your neighbor's house. I mean, it's just, we got to stop doing this. And you ever try to program a universal remote? Forget it.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. I think it started my car. Oh, by the way, real quick, I know we got celebrity birthdays coming a little bit. Did you boys see the story about the Waymo car that stopped traffic the other day?
I did not.
Please enlighten us.
Did it go
us,
down
Jim?
A one-way street?
It was stopped down on, I think it was Demumbrian. It just stopped. It didn't go through any red lights. It just stopped. And people couldn't get around it. And they had, like, call customer service. It took forever. Fox 17 had a story on it. It created this huge traffic jam because it cycled through, like, 18 red lights. Something crazy. It wouldn't go anywhere. And Waymo just kind of stopped there on the road. We had that debate a few weeks ago, Dr. Crane. Chase was off that day about would you get in a Waymo? And people are like, I don't know. I'm like, no, I ain't getting it. And the story about the one that was at the Phoenix airport that kept going round and round like 9 times and wouldn't stop.
It's ridiculous.
Not doing it. Just call an Uber.
I'm with you. All right, real quick. Preds fans, you got to worry. The Preds got to win tonight. That's really the big thing that matters. But I will tell you this.
All right.
That you can pay attention to. The Kings are on the road in Seattle. Go Kraken.
Yeah.
After the Preds win, pull for the Kraken. The Jets are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. Go Golden Knights. We need the Golden Knights to win. We don't need the Jets thinking they still have a chance. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you're going to be big fans of the Minnesota Wild. Because if they beat the Ducks in regulation, Thursday night at Bridgestone Arena is a play-in game.
Oh, okay.
Potentially. Potentially it's a playing game.
Okay.
So, and then the Kings are in Vancouver tomorrow night, so we would cheer against them as well. But
there's a lot at stake here.
There's a lot going on. It's going to be a wild week for sure. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe on a Monday, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. We've had a great time today here at Tennessee Brew Works. hanging out. Always enjoy your time here. Where are we going to be tomorrow, JoJo?
Tomorrow will be at La Madeleine. It's a new restaurant out of Mount Juliet. World famous, too. And then this is the first location in Tennessee. So we'll be out there tomorrow in Mount Juliet, noon to 3. It's their grand opening. People love this restaurant. It's very popular down in Nolens. And so we'll be out to tomorrow, you, me, and Dr. Crane. So we'll have a lot of fun. Noon to 3, La Madeleine out of Mount Juliet.
Nice. We're looking forward to that. But first, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right. First on the list, we have Thomas Jefferson Day today. So shout out to Thomas Jefferson. International FND Awareness Day. That stands for Functional Neurological Disorder Awareness Day.
Thanks.
National Make Lunch Count Day. Make your lunch count, Joe.
We do every day.
Lunch is. Don't worry. National Peach Cobbler Day. There you go. You can pair that with your lunch there. And then Scrabble Day. If you play Scrabble, enjoy it because today's your day.
Oh, nice. Okay. Quantum is always a good Scrabble word that gets you a bunch of points.
I like QI. QI.
That's right. That is.
I have no idea what that word means, but it works.
Got you 10 points.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. Get you a lot of points if you get it on that triple, whatever it is. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Get these within two. Chase McCabe on Friday set the all-time record with 15.
I did.
Before that, it was a tie between him and Willie at 13. So now Chase has the honor at 15. So in honor of that, Chase, you get to go first. First up, how old is famous chess player Garry Kasparov?
73.
72.
63.
Is that considered a tough sport, Joe?
Chess?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sit on your butt forever. Yeah.
It's, you got to think, though. We're not good at that.
Yeah. I sense a little
condescending?
I was going to say condensation, but that's rain. I sense a little forget it. All right. good God. Dr. Crane, how old is golfer Davis Love?
Davis Love is 72.
64.
62. Chase on the board. 1-0. Chase, how old is former Reds pitcher Jose Rio?
61.
58.
62. It's up 2-0. Dr. Crane, how old is former NFL player Ted Washington, the big nose guard?
57.
That's a push with you two guys. Chase, how old is former NBA player Bo Outlaw?
63.
60.
55. Dr. Crane, Dan Campbell, head coach of the Lions.
He's got to be in his 40s. I'm going to go 48.
53.
He is 50. Dr. Crane's on the board. It's 2-1. Chase, how old is former NBA player Baron Davis?
56.
52.
47. Dr. Crane, former NFL running back Melvin Gordon.
I think he's now an ambassador for the NFL. I'm going to go 35.
38.
33. We're tied at 2. Wow. Chaser, from your favorite movie, Beauty and the Beast, how old is Ron Perlman? He played the Beast, not the Beauty.
73.
70.
76. Dr. Crane, how old is one of the best voices of all time? Peebo Bryson. How old is Peebo Bryson?
78.
81.
75. Chaser, he's the drummer for Bruce Springsteen, the drummer for Conan O'Brien. Max Weinberg.
The Max Weinberg 7. 75.
73.
75, exactly. Chase up 4-2. Dr. Crane, how old is former Silver Spoon star Ricky Schroeder?
61.
68.
56. Speed round. Here we go. Chase, how old is the composer of Rocky films, Bill Conti?
81.
80.
84. Dr. Crane, how old is musician Al Green?
67.
82.
80. Chase is up 5-2.
Memphis, right? Any from Memphis?
He might be, yeah. Chaser, how old is actor William Sadler? He was the bad guy in Die Hard 2. He was also in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, yeah. 76.
75.
76 exactly. It's 7-2. Dr. Crane, how old is former Saturday Night Live star Gary Kroger?
I'll go with 62.
64.
69. Chaser, how old is Sandra Santiago? She played Gina on Miami Vice. You better get this correct.
67.
68.
69, Dr. Crane. Nice. It's now 7-3. Dr. Crane, how old is actress comedian Caroline Ray? She was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I'm going to go 41.
63.
62. Chase is now up 8-3. Here we go again. Chaser, how old is singer Aaron Lewis of Stained? Now he lives here. He's in country music.
I'm going to say Aaron Lewis is 52.
50.
54. Chase is up now 9-3. Here we go. Dr. Crane, how old is your favorite singer, Lou Bega? How old's Lou Bega?
Who is this?
Mambo number five, man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. I thought somebody else sang that. All right. Let's go 84.
Didn't come out in the 40s.
I love you. 54.
Oh, he's 51. All right. Two more real quick. Chaser, how old is Nellie McKay, singer Nellie McKay?
52.
50.
44, Dr. Crane. The last one, rapper Ty Dolla $ign. How old is rapper Ty Dolla $ign?
37.
41.
44. Chase wins 9-3. You missed three by 1 year,
man. I know. That could have been interesting.
Right.
That is going to do it for us here from Tennessee Brew Works.
Hey, we leave every show every day talking to the guys out there. You're doing a great job, man. We love you guys. I understand some days they got the dark clouds. You understand what's happening around you. But listen, I know you're doing fantastic. Find the gratitude. Find the love. Know how important you are, how wonderful you are. God's already given you the blueprint of success. It's called you. You're doing a great job. Please reach out if you need to talk. Know how much we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in the world, please know how much God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next and Predators pregame at 6 here on 102.5 The Game.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.